where I interview leading executives driving innovation, venturing, and strategic change.
So today for Gore's Question Time, I've got the pleasure of being in London with Laurel Buckner, who's Vice President of the Corporate Venturing Unit at GCI. Hi, Laurel.
Hello.
So, Laurel, thanks so much for your time. Can you give us a brief introduction to yourself in that first, please, and your role?
Sure. So I started the Corporate Venture Department group at GCI about 2.5 years ago. Before that, I was in M&A at Dell. And had come to Dell actually through an acquisition. I was previously, before Dell, the general counsel and corporate secretary of a company in San Jose called SonicWall. That was an IT security company. Funny enough, had come to that company also through an acquisition of a small VC-backed company. Before that, I was with a large law firm in Seattle called Davis Wright Tremaine. So I'm traditionally, or historically, was a corporate lawyer and tax lawyer. That's where I started my career.
Maybe that's a bit of an unusual profile for somebody into corporate venturing. Is that, would you say that?
I think so. When I left the law firm, I've always been very interested in technology, and so I thought the best way to get closer to a technology as a lawyer would be to be a lawyer in a startup. And that's absolutely true. I learned so much about the way that startups work, everything from how do you build a product, how do you work with engineers, how do you go to market, how do you deal with investors, how do you raise money, and then eventually, how do you sell that company, which is what we did. And then I just happened to do that 3 more times and stay with the acquirer.
Excellent. Good. So can you give us a brief introduction to your fund and the relationship to the parent organization and the innovation areas you work in?
Sure. So again, I started about 2.5 years ago. It was a new initiative. We have a subcommittee of the board that decided, you know, obviously there's a lot that's changing in telecommunications and that we wanted to be looking at new technologies that would be affecting our business. We invest off the balance sheet. And, you know, from a investment perspective, it's the usual suspects, I like to say. So IoT, cloud, big data, security. I'm very focused on over-the-horizon technologies that are going to impact our business in the future.
Great. So how has the venturing and sort of fund approach been evolving over that time, or new insights you've got?
Yeah, what's interesting is I think much of the value that I bring to the organization is, or the activities of the venture group brings to the organization is really the opportunity to learn. So, you know, I look at probably about 100 companies a year, and out of that, you know, maybe make a couple of investments. So that's, I think, on par with what a lot of VCs or traditional VCs see. So really then, what's the opportunity for the company in those 100 other companies, or 99 or 98 other companies that I look at? And I see a lot of companies that may have applicability to GCI, but are not good candidates for investment. So I've worked very hard, I would say, to work on learning back and creating a strong relationship internally.
Good. And what's the size and plan for the investments from the fund?
You know, traditionally, we've just been a very opportunistic investor. So I would say if there's a good fit with respect to the technology that I'm seeing, you know, it could be anything from earlier stage. It's funny, even today, I would say the Series A is very different than what a Series A was, say, 4 years ago.
Right, yeah.
We like to see companies that have a product that are on their way to profitability and certainly have a customer base.
Okay. And there's often a tension between the, sort of the organization and the relationship between the objectives of the corporate venture unit and the sort of more corporate approach and M&A. How do you see that that difference in when you do deals?
You know, it's interesting. We just had a panel about this specifically, and the panel was called The Uneasy Relationship Between CVC and M&A.
Right.
And it's interesting, as we went around the roundtable of corporate venture capitalists talking about this topic in particular, many variations on where CVC and M&A fit within the organization. And I think that's really what creates the uneasiness. Report to the CEO, and
right,
I think in terms of his support, he also is the founder and CEO. So he founded the company about 30 years ago.
So it is really right from the top, then.
Exactly. What's really exciting is to have a CEO who is also an entrepreneur, and as a result, I have the opportunity to see both candidates that are CVC candidates for investment as well as potential M&A opportunities.
Okay, so looking across the piece. Good. And the, what are the key technologies and new business models do you see as being an opportunity or a threat for the business?
Well, you know, as a telecommunications company, I would say the usual threats that telcos have. I would say lot is changing in our particular sector, where traditional telecommunications companies really need to pivot and change.
Mm-hmm.
The really good thing about GCI that makes us quite unique is that we're in Alaska. And as a result of that, obviously, we've got geographically diverse network. We have challenges, I think, that are unique to the Alaska market from our geography. And so when I see technology that I think will particularly benefit us, that's when I'm really excited about introducing that technology to the company.
Great. And people are so central to corporate venturing. Can you introduce us to the sort of team you've got and how you try to engage them with the core business?
Absolutely. I'd say that's an incredibly important piece. I'm lucky to have two fantastic people working with me. One is Chris Martin, who previously was at Starbucks in Seattle.
Right.
He has a strong both technology and investment M&A background. And then Adrian Smith, who is a partner with Ignition. He's a venture partner with me on the venture capital side. Again, by seeing those 100 companies a year, what we try to do is bring those companies up in a formal process quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
So if we see interesting ideas, we'll meet with business units where we think there could be a fit, and we talk with them specifically on a quarterly basis, and then also informally as those opportunities arise.
Good. And then taking the governance perspective, how do you work with people in the organization regarding sort of validating investments, connecting with the investment portfolios and the business units?
Absolutely. From a governance perspective, we have a subcommittee of our board that I update monthly,
mm-hmm.
and both in written form and in a more formal call. And that's my investment committee. And then I would say with respect to validating investments, I'm very lucky. Again, GCI is a very diverse telecommunications company. So we have incredible RF engineers. We have incredible satellite engineers. We have amazing IT people.
Mm-hmm.
We have people who are in broadcast and content. So really, just about anything that I'm looking at, I feel lucky that I can pull on somebody within GCI who's got amazing expertise and ask them, hey, would you mind looking at this for me or giving me your opinion on this particular technology and whether or not you think it would be useful to GCI at some later stage.
Okay, so building on that, those new technologies and that capability, you've got new business models, and creating what I describe as being innovative new value chains is a challenge typically for the core business. Can you give us some insights onto those key challenges of how the business and the customers are changing their business models?
Yeah, I mean, I think one that really stands out that I think everybody is seeing right now is the concept of everything as a service.
Mm-hmm.
So customers really wanting on-demand services that they pay for on a use basis that changes capital expenditures to operating expenditures. And so customers are really demanding that and pivoting to be able to offer that to our customer set, both on the consumer and on the commercial side.
So that's a challenge for the business and that you're helping?
Exactly.
Good. So, Laura, thanks very much. My final and normally most difficult question is how do you relax when you're not doing all this venturing with particularly such a small team and what you're doing?
Well, the good news is that I love to ski. And
Alaska's good as that?
Well, I live in Seattle. I feel grateful to go to Alaska and be in the mountains. So when it's not ski season, just being in the outdoors and hiking, and it's an excellent fit for me. I just love being outside.
Excellent. Thanks so much for giving us your insights and for your time. Enjoy the rest of your time in London.
Thanks very much.